can't hide from simple stats because they are the truth. Of course, statistics are the truth and they are the reality. And this week's stats show there are fewer businesses opening in this country than closing. And that's not just bad news. It's an indictment on the economic governance of this country. Yes, it's a pandemic, but the narrative is this country is doing well economically. It isn't doing well economically. It's doing well in some parts. I mean, if you're a real estate agent, you've done well, or you should have. If you're a bank, you've done well because people borrowed a lot of money. If you have an online presence and sell homewares, life's been good. But for the owners of 64,809 operations, life has proved, or provided at least, an environment so poor, you've closed the doors for good. Now, it's important to remember, by the way, that lots of businesses close every year. Good years, bad years, lots of businesses close every year. That's the nature of startups. Lots of them never get going. But in general terms, you will find more open than close, and that is how you get growth. And we are a nation, of course, of small businesses. Most businesses in this country, the vast majority, employ only a handful of people. It is the New Zealand dream to start your business, to be your own operator, to chart your own course. By the way, the critical detail in these new stats is that they're only up until February this year. The damage of the past 4 months is not included. We can only imagine what the numbers will be when that detail fills out the whole picture. And what makes it so egregious is the government's lie over economic well-being. The Prime Minister rolled it out just this past Monday on the light system announcement. She always drops in something about our economic strength and success, and she is never challenged. And she should be, because it simply isn't true. The Reserve Bank thinks in the third quarter, as in August, September, October of this year, our GDP crashed 7%. We went backwards 7%. And the quarter we're now in, as we open up, will bounce, but not enough to recover that damage. So there is no growth. There is less than no growth. And now we know for the first time in years, there are more closures than openings. In terms of the number of businesses, the economy shrank. And for every one of those closures, there's a story and some heartbreak and some shattered dreams. The ever-vanishing New Zealand economy propped up by printed money. If you think that's a plan, you've been reading too much Vladimir Lenin.